Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Mind Training, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and today, let's talk about something super important, something that can be the difference between feeling totally overwhelmed and living a life filled with peace and purpose. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running around putting out fires, saying yes to everything, and never having enough time for yourself? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void because your plate is overflowing? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about recognizing your limits and protecting your energy so you can show up as your best self, both for yourself and for others. Think of it like this. Imagine your time and energy are precious resources, like gold or diamonds. Would you just hand them out to anyone who asks? Probably not. You'd carefully consider who's worthy of receiving such valuable things, right? That's exactly what setting boundaries is about, being intentional with your time and energy, deciding what's truly important to you, and saying no to anything that doesn't align with your values or goals. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Taylor. And you're right, it can be tough. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start setting those healthy boundaries like a boss. 1. Know your worth. This is huge. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta understand your value. What are your strengths? What do you bring to the table? Recognizing your worth allows you to say no without guilt or hesitation. It's about recognizing that your time and energy deserve respect. 2. Identify your limits. Everyone has them. Figure out what drains you, what stresses you out, and what simply doesn't align with your priorities. Maybe it's saying yes to every social event, taking on too many projects at work, or constantly feeling pressured to please everyone around you. Once you know your limits, you can start setting boundaries around them. 3. Communicate clearly. Vague language leads to confusion and resentment. When setting a boundary, be direct, clear, and assertive. For example, instead of saying, "I might be busy that day," try, "I'm unavailable on that date." It shows respect for yourself and the other person. 4. Practice saying, "No," this one is often the hardest, but it's also the most liberating. Remember, saying, "No," doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you someone who prioritizes their own well-being. And honestly, true friends and respectful people will understand and respect your boundaries. 5. Be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. The more consistent you are with enforcing your boundaries, the easier it becomes. People will start to adjust their expectations and treat you with the respect you deserve. Think about that last time you felt completely drained after saying yes to something you really didn't want to do. Maybe you agreed to help a friend move, even though you were already swamped with work, or took on an extra project at school when your plate was already full. You probably ended up feeling resentful, stressed, and ultimately, less productive. That's a clear sign that you need to set some boundaries. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's about protecting your energy and making space for the things that truly matter to you. It's about taking control of your life and creating a space where you feel empowered and fulfilled. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. You deserve it. Think about this. What's one small boundary you can set today? Could be saying no to that extra meeting, or carving out time for yourself after work. Remember, every little step counts. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what boundaries are working for you and what challenges you're facing. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep training that mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.